This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Greetings, super friends. My name is Sonia Simone, and these are the confessions of a pink-haired marketer. For those who don't know me yet, I'm a co-founder and the chief content officer for Rainmaker Digital. I'm also a champion of running your business and your life according to your own rules. As long as you don't lie and you don't hurt people, this podcast is your official pink permission slip to run your business or your career exactly the way you think you should. And this week, I have what I think is going to be a fairly quick little rant about expectations and tools and social media and marketing. And we're going to start with the great question, is Facebook useless for marketing? So last week on Twitter, I saw a share from someone who was making the assertion that Facebook is useless for selling books. And so the person explained that they had done some marketing on Facebook and they sold no books. QED, Facebook does not work to market books. So, fair enough, I'm all for people writing about their experience. And this person has had an experience that was not productive. But an experience is not data. You know, going back to my podcast about internet facts, one person's experience with one set of factors in one scenario is not data that you can extrapolate from and make decisions about your own business. So, for example, on the Copy Blogger blog, we never really got traction on Facebook for our page, for the blog. We get fantastic shares on our content. We actually get wonderful traffic from Facebook. We continue to get wonderful traffic from Facebook, although we just pulled the Copy Blogger Facebook page because we didn't love working on it and we didn't really feel like that page was adding anything to our marketing. So we did not go on to say no one gets traction on Facebook. We did not go on to say that no one is able to use a Facebook page to market a blog about marketing, because that would be totally silly. We have one experience that was formed by certain approaches, certain people, certain combinations of factors. And a lot of people in the very same topic do brilliantly with Facebook. By the way, if you've been following the Copy Blogger Facebook saga and you want the latest chapter, we do have a new page now for the rebranding of our company, Rainmaker Digital. So, you know, if you're really excited by the idea, you are welcome to go and like the page. The truth is, it's not going to be our primary spot for making connection and talking with folks like you. That's going to be over on LinkedIn or on Twitter or in the comments on the web presence for this blog, which would be at pinkhairedmarketer.fm. We would love to see you there. I would love to see you there. So yes, in a nutshell, Facebook is useless for marketing sometimes. Because here's the thing about social platforms. Facebook and just about all social platforms, and the one exception sometimes is LinkedIn if you're B2B, but most of the social platforms are useless for a particular element of marketing, which is the call to action that gets people to go do the thing you want them to do. By and large, people do not take action from Facebook, apart from virtual actions like signing online petitions. So they don't get off the chair and volunteer at their local homeless shelter. They don't go start a Couch to 5K running program, and they usually don't buy things. Why is this? Because Facebook is not a place to buy things. It's a place to hang out. It's a place to relax. It's a place to share pictures of your kids or your cats or your lunch. It's a place to get into fights with strangers over how many carbohydrates you should eat. It is not really a place where people go when they're thinking about making a purchase. And of course, you may know that organic reach is really throttled. And what that means is a really pretty tiny fraction of your organic followers are going to see any particular post. And usually it's the really, really engaged people. It's those ones who like and share everything that you do. And even they may not see absolutely every post. Now, I'm not going to get into right now how you can work with that or techniques to improve that, because the truth is Facebook changes its algorithm like every 5 seconds. So anything I tell you now is going to be useless in 2 weeks anyway. The throttling of the audience, your organic audience, is a fact of life on Facebook. It just is. That's how it is. Even so, for a lot of businesses, especially, I would say, smaller businesses with a very dominant presence of a founder or an owner or, you know, a charismatic CEO, that kind of person, a charismatic leader. For those businesses, Facebook can be an exceptional place to create connection and engagement. And those have value to a point. It can be really easy to think that hanging out with my nice audience on Facebook is work. And for the most part, it's not work. It's a very nice element of business, but by itself, it doesn't normally translate into revenue. And a lot of people who have huge Facebook followings and no real business can tell you that. However, where Facebook really excels right now, and keep in mind, Facebook is particularly changeable, so this could change, you know, tomorrow. But right now, they are really exceptional for pay-per-click advertising, where you pay Facebook money to show ads to people who are interested in what you have to offer. They have very good rates. They have great reach, and they know everything about their audience. So if you use the advertising platform correctly, many people are really, really making this work right now. But, you know, here's the thing. If you do it badly, it's still not going to work. So if you send people to an offer that doesn't convert, it's not going to work. If you don't understand how to test and optimize pay-per-click, it's not going to work. If your sales copy is bad, it's not going to work. If the timing isn't right for your buyer, it's not going to work. Now, all of these can be improved by sending that paid traffic, any paid traffic from any kind of advertising. And this would even include, I would say, you know, a print ad that you do, a billboard ad, a radio ad, anything. I would always send paid traffic to a useful and interesting content sequence. And that leads me to the next point. I have a magical marketing tool for you. And if you've read my work or heard my work in the past, you may be able to guess. Because whether you're talking about organic traffic on your blog, organic traffic on social sites, paid traffic, don't make offers from the social platform. Because for the huge majority of businesses, that just doesn't work. In other words, don't make an offer for your product or your service from your Facebook page or even from your blog page. It just tends to not work. Now, you are welcome to try it because every combination of business and audience and topic is different. But I would not expect amazing things to happen. And when amazing things fail to happen, you should not be surprised. What you do instead is drive your readers or your buyers or whoever you're serving to an email list, because 99% of the time, that is what works. So, are you trying to sell a book? Start an email list and get people onto your email list. Are you trying to book clients for your service business, legal services, medical services, coaching? Get people onto an email list. Are you trying to sell software? Email list. Are you trying to get people to show up in person for some event, a free event or a paid event? Email list. Now, of course, just like anything else, if you do it poorly, it still won't work. The number one rule of email marketing is that it has to be useful and interesting enough consistently that people are going to open the messages. That's the real name of the game with email. So if you get somebody onto a list and then you just blast them with pitch after pitch, the three things are going to happen. People are going to mark you as spam, they're going to unsubscribe, or they're just going to start to unsee your messages when they come in through their email box. All three of those are obviously undesirable. All three of them mean you can't communicate anything to them that would let them make a next step. Now, I have a lot more on email. I'm a big fan of email. I've thought a lot about email. I've done a heck of a lot of email marketing. So I left you some resources in the show notes, and those are on the web presence for this podcast. You can find it at pinkhairedmarketer.fm, or you can just always go over to the rainmaker.fm site and browse the podcasts. We have lots of good stuff there for you. It's all free. In particular, I have a whole podcast on this called How Not to Be a Dirty Rotten Spammer. And we also have a free ebook. The Copyblogger Media Library has a free ebook for you on email. So the thing I want you to take away from this is when people talk about how some particular marketing tool doesn't work or any kind of tool doesn't work, it could be blogging or Facebook or radio ads or whatever it is, you need to ask yourself two questions. The first question is this actually the right tool for what they're trying to accomplish? Because different communication tools serve different purposes depending on where you are in the interaction with that prospect or lead or customer. And the second question is this person using the tool correctly? Because if you do any kind of marketing poorly, you will get a negative result. All right, that's today's rant. If you've enjoyed the podcast, I hope you will leave me a star rating or a nice little comment on iTunes. That helps me lots. Or you are always very, very welcome. Swing on over to rainmaker.fm. We have a ton of podcasts. Mine is one of dozens and dozens of podcasts. Some of them from the editorial team at Copyblogger Blog, and some of them from other friends and colleagues whose voices we find really valuable. So we'd love to have you swing on over there. Drop me a comment if you like, and I always leave show notes for every one of my podcasts, and that has just additional resources. 99% of the time, they're free things. They're posts, ebooks, additional podcasts, things of that nature that'll give you a little more perspective on what I'm ranting about for the day. And I thought I should let you know that the Confessions of a Pink-Haired Marketer are brought to you by the Rainmaker platform, which is a very cool thing. It is a complete website solution for content marketers and for online entrepreneurs. Find out more, and you can take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform. Thank you, guys. Take care and catch you next time.